News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting cloudy skies through the overnight tonight. Temperatures around 1 degree. It's 8:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Market watchers are taking notice of the continuing stock slide of 2014. Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal has the latest after today's 326-point drop in the Dow.
That brutal stock sell-off today was the second time in just 2 weeks that the Dow average has fallen more than 300 points. Jitters overseas had battered stocks since the new year began, but today's sell-off owes to jitters here at home. Manufacturing orders in January had their deepest decline in 33 years, and car sales fell. The question now is this a consolidation, a correction, or a catastrophe? In a consolidation, stock prices fall 5% or so, regroup, and resume their rise. We're pretty much there now. In a correction, stocks bottom down 10% before a rebound. And a catastrophe? That would be kind of self-evident. In New York, Dennis Neal, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. Senate's Banking Subcommittee learned more this afternoon about the breaches of shoppers' data at Target, Neiman Marcus, and Michaels. All three companies have stores in Wisconsin, and lawmakers asked company officials if they had correct protections in place for customers. The chairman of the committee says they're looking at ways to improve credit card security and how Congress can help go after hackers and identity thieves. One person has been severely hurt and another person is missing after an early morning house fire near Minocqua. Oneida County Sheriff's investigators issued a statement saying the house was fully engulfed in flames and reported shortly before 1 a.m. this morning. Three people did escape the house. One of them was flown to a Madison hospital for injuries. Another one of the survivors was treated at a local hospital and released. The fire remains under investigation. Final numbers from Fox Sports show that last night's Super Bowl telecast drew a record 111.5 million viewers in the United States. That makes it the most watched television program of all time. Preliminary numbers had suggested the audience was slightly down from last year's Super Bowl. And a Southern California man is facing charges for pulling a gun on a Girl Scout peddling cookies at his front door. Police say the little girl was selling cookies Sunday when the man opened his door and pointed a gun at the girl. The Girl Scout's father saw the whole thing happen and called police. The man has been taken into custody. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting cloudy skies tonight, a low of 1 degree. For tomorrow, cloudy skies continuing with a high near 20. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night with a low of 2 below. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday with a high near 13. That's your news and weather. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.